Republicans blast Biden's mask hypocrisy, masks for thee, not for me. By Hannah Blow on October 18, 2021. Republicans highlighted President Biden's mask hypocrisy on Monday after he was spotted violating the citywide mask mandate in Washington, D.C., over the weekend. Joe Biden's mask policy, masks for thee, not for me. House Republicans wrote on social media alongside a video showing the president walking through the swanky D.C. Italian restaurant Viola Mare without a mask on. Others also piled on. Joe Biden, you have to wear a mask. But I don't, the House Judiciary GOP observed. Glad Joe Biden and Dr. Jill PhD enjoyed their mask-free dinner. Now, get rid of the mandate for the rest of us. Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, said, sharing images of the maskless Bidens. Joe Biden was spotted walking around a restaurant without a mask last night. Just another reminder that rules implemented by the ruling class only applied to us, not them, Nevada GOP gubernatorial candidate Joey Gilbert said. D.C.'s current mask mandate requires everyone two and older, even those who are fully vaccinated, to wear masks in indoor public settings, including restaurants and bars. Even the restaurant Biden dined with states, all individuals over age 2 are required to wear a mask indoors, regardless of vaccination status. Masks must be always worn while in our restaurants, except while eating and drinking. Thank you for understanding, it reads. Evidently, the rule does not extend to the Bidens. This includes any business or establishment open to members of the public, including but not limited to grocery stores, restaurants and bars, when not eating or drinking, places of worship, gyms, office buildings, libraries, indoor entertainment venues, and common areas of apartment or condominium complexes, D.C. health guidelines state. Biden is hardly the only official to hypocritically violate local mask mandates after touting the importance of them. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, D., came under fire in August after violating her own mask order after attending a wedding reception. Even the Washington Post described it as an embarrassing moment from the mayor, as she defended herself with partisan-laced spin and innuendo about disinformation. Her response ultimately landed her four Pinocchios.